There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. As I said, it's today's got my name written all over. It's Kiss and Makeup Day, Banana Split Day, and Secondhand Wardrobe Day. I mean, you know, does it get any more joyous than that? I don't think so. Okay, this is an interesting story. We have a bunch of Facebook stories that I want for us to get to. But this is a big story, and I'm really interested in you guys' response. Minimum wage has been a story that we've been following for a long time because it affects so many people. And a number of restaurants, especially on the West Coast, have instituted a new policy, which is instead of tipping your individual serve person, hi, my name is Tiffany, I'll be your wait person, that they're just adding a 20% gratuity. And the reason they're doing this is for several reasons. One is just offset the increased labor cost with minimum wage going up. Second is to find a more equal distribution pattern for the front staff as opposed to the back staff, in that the people in the back, the cooks and the dishwashers and whatever, basically get paid about half what the wait staff does. Most places, the wait staff does not share their tips. Some places, but they're the exception. So restaurant owners are saying, okay, instead of making it a choice for your wait person, they get to keep it. And because they're in cash quite often, there are all sorts of issues about it. They're just adding a 20% service charge, which is what they do in Europe. It's called service, and you don't tip in Europe, which is also another issue that nobody's really talked about in this particular article, at least. But I know it's an issue around here because we get so many tourists, and people, especially Europeans, are used to having the service. It's all added in, and so they don't tip. And I know a huge number of people who are wait staff who just, you know, have a very difficult time with it, of saying, we're getting stiffed on it. And so this is another issue. So let's put on Facebook, what do you think about tipping? Is it a good idea, a bad idea? And what are your, you know, why, and what, you know, what would your solution be? So what people are saying is that this is a way of equalizing some obvious discrepancies and also to deal with the increase in labor costs to the, you know, on one level, I get it, and I think it makes some sense. And as I said, in Europe, that it's already what they've been doing. It's just the tipping is so much kind of part of the American psyche. The question is, are we going to feel comfortable about that? And I think somebody is going to say, if not everybody, that the whole issue about tipping is that it's, in theory, tip is to ensure prompt service. That's what tips came from. Now, whether that's true or not, and if you're not tipping your wait person, does that mean that they're going to be less attentive to your needs? Have you ever waited tables, Manny?
Nope, never have.
Okay. I have. And I mean, I think basically, I guess I'm of the basic philosophy is that people do a good job because that's who they are, and that you do a good job because it's important you do a good job. And the tipping, I mean, I worked in such low level places that a tipping would be, you know, like if you got a dollar, it would be a huge amount. I didn't work in fancy restaurants. I worked as a kid, and by the time I could serve liquor, I was already on to being a psychologist, so there you go. In other related news that absolutely has nothing to do with it, except it's, to me, a fascinating kind of scary thing, which is that Russia is banning Wikipedia. Does that not worry everybody? But, I mean, they said stop blocking Wikipedia. The they said that that they've only blocked a particular page about it, but nevertheless, they block a page about charas, which is a hashish form of of marijuana. They changed the name, hoping to satisfy the technical requirements of a court order that came out in June. They threatened that banning one article would result in the complete blocking of the website insofar as it uses HTTPS protocol. They said if Wikipedia refuses to comply with the court's ruling, they'll block the web page on Russian territory using the Registry of Illegal Information. Wikipedia has decided to function on the basis of HTTPS, which doesn't allow restricting access to individual pages on its site. The entire website would be blocked. Huh. Earlier this month, they briefly banned the website Reddit. Offending content was a page titled Minimal and Reliable Methods for Growing Mushrooms, Cyclobin. Because Reddit uses the same protocol for secure communication, many Russian internet providers, apparently about 30%, would have blocked the website in its entirety. Oh, dear. Well, you can see, I mean, God bless the United States, that we may not be happy about something, but we don't try and censor it. All righty. Although there's another, there are two more stories. I mean, all the stories you could see sort of caught my attention today are kind of the offbeat kind of thing. All right, here's the deal. You're taking your kid to Europe for the first time. All right, and what happened was this kid. Let's see. I think all they have is a video that a 12-year-old boy punched a hole accidentally. I don't know how you accidentally punch a hole through a $1.5 million. Centuries-old Italian oil painting when he tripped and fell into the piece during an exhibition in Taiwan. The piece is entitled Flowers by Paolo Porpora, dates back to the 1600s, part of a collection of 55 artworks on show. The child fell and pressed into the painting, putting a fist-sized tear in it. They have decided not to seek damages from the boy's family. Hopefully it was insured, right? Can you imagine?
You would hope, yeah.
That kid's going to be put on house arrest till he's 48. Can you imagine? Okay, kid, you don't get an allowance till 1,400 years from now. There we go. And apparently billionaires wanted to fund private Mars colony, I suppose, to get away from it all. I don't know. Apparently they're saying it could be a Buffett bill or a Zuckerberg. They want to have a permanent settlement on Mars. I still worry about Pluto. Beginning with a touchdown on the first four pioneers in 2027. We've been carrying that story for a long time. They're basically financial rather than technical issues at this moment. So they're saying that we might actually get a phone call from a billionaire. So this is not actually a news story. This is a this is a hype. The idea being, okay, want to have something named after you forever? How about funding Mars? If you had $1 billion. Let's put up on Facebook. If you had $1 billion, would you fund Mars? Why or why not? And if not, what would you fund? Don't you think?
Okay.
And this is the story that breaks my heart, other than everything. They're now saying because of the issue in France. And you see, that's getting hugely controversial. The lawyer is saying that this guy was just a homeless guy trying to rob people for food, which, of course, makes it all okay. Not. And then the French government is saying, no, his website says he's a terrorist. If you're so poor, you're robbing people for food for your family, how come you have a website? Never mind. They said that trains could now see an airport-level security. And one of the reasons I love the train is you don't have to deal with all that fuss. Yeah, you know, and just sort of get on. And, of course, then, you know, I have carry-on luggage anyway, but you don't have to go through long lines of security. I don't know. We're now talking about it at movie theaters. As I said, that comes as less of a shock just because I go to screenings all the time and they're always checking your bags because they decided that all of us as critics are somehow recording on our crummy little cell phones big movies and then selling them on street corners, which is not true. It's coming, first of all, the copies aren't good enough. But second of all, they're coming out of L.A. directly from the distributors, so what can I tell you? And in something that you probably want to check the website, a Massachusetts SWAT team raids the wrong home and kept a woman naked for 10 minutes. No comment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering my fish oil at checkout.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So what we would do, let me give the phone number here, which is 855-99-37569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY, just D-R-J-O-Y. Let me just mention, anytime Dr. Joy is mentioned, it's basically just D-R, not spelled out, just D-R, the abbreviation, without a period. So Dr. Joy would be D-R-J-O-Y. Whether you're talking about going to the website or anything else, it's just D-R-J-O-Y, no period, no space. Okay. Can we do an email here?
That sounds like a pretty good idea. This email is from Sue, and she says, Dr. Joy, I've been listening to you for years. Several times I have heard you tell a story, which I put in my pocket, so to speak, as a chip. My dear nephew, a 40-something father of two, has smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day for over 20 years. Last year, he announced on Facebook that when he woke up that morning, he decided he had had his last cigarette. Later that day, I laid your chip on the table to him. The quote, I have $500 for you when you've quit for 30 days, $2,500 on your first anniversary.
Wow.
I know your offer to your daughter was less, but I wanted him to take it very seriously.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, too, so that's okay.
30 days later, he collected the $500. Sometime around a month after, he said to me, I wake up every morning wanting a cigarette, and then I ask myself, how much? On the year anniversary, I gladly paid the $2,500 for the chip. I want to thank you for the story of you and your daughter. It was all his willpower, and I'm very happy I was able to give him a nudge along the journey. I'm so proud of Brian and happy for him and his kids.
Well, and I'm really happy for you. Let me say a couple things about your email. First of all, thank you. Second of all, I'll tell my daughter that somehow, I not only was it less money, but it was a long time ago when she was younger. And I think you're right that $100 probably wouldn't have had much impact. The only difference between what you did and what I did, and I'm not sure that yours doesn't make a little bit more sense, as I said, after 3 months, because I just figured a month wasn't quite long enough, but it may have actually worked better in that it, you know, it didn't give him the sense. I mean, I just wanted to, again, partially because she was younger, I suppose, as much as anything else, and figured that sometimes people, you know, take one step forward and a couple steps back. So I just wanted a little bit more wiggle room for her. But again, if that's what worked, that's what worked. And the 1 year anniversary, and good for you and good for him, and I think it's wonderful. The point is to work exactly the way that he described it working, is how much do I really want a cigarette? And the answer is, and hopefully he also excluded the electronic ones. I don't know if you did that or not, but, you know, it probably makes some sense to do that as well. But, you know, whatever works. And the idea is again, to do exactly what he reflected as thinking is, how much do I really want this? And that's the whole point of any bribe, of what's the consequence of going along that's valuable to me, and what's the consequence of not going along, which presumably is not as valuable to me, or is, if not punitive, is at least uncomfortable. So good on you, and good on him, and there you go. Alrighty. 855-993-7569. Okay, I think it was last Friday, Manny. I think it was the last time we were together. It was National Senior Citizens Day, and we were trying to define what senior citizen meant. And my sort of rule of thumb was anybody who's 10 years older than you are, which means if you're 10, a 20-year-old is. And I don't know anybody who defines themselves as a senior citizen. As I said, my mom's in her 90s, and I think if you said, are you a senior citizen, she said, no. You know, that the person down the hall, they're senior citizens, not I. So we asked people how they defined senior citizen.
We'll start with Stephanie, and Stephanie says, obstacles and lessons learned.
That's how you define it?
That's how she would define it.
Well, but, all right, so what is that? Didn't we say, how do you define senior citizen?
Mm-hmm.
So her answer is obstacles and lessons learned?
Yep.
I don't really understand the answer. I mean, I understand that that's what happens as we get older, that we learn more from our obstacles than we're going to learn from our triumphs. Because for a triumph, what you do is sit back and enjoy it and celebrate it. It's when things go wrong that you have to figure out, okay, how do we make sure this doesn't happen again? So I'm not sure. I think I understand the spirit behind it, but it doesn't actually deal with the question. But I suppose, you know, I'll okay.
Ishmael asks you a question, actually. He says, Dr. Joy, have you had a show about young men dating older women without all the mumbo-jumbo mainstream cougar stuff?
Have I done it? When I get asked questions about it, I do. And I've maintained over the years that up until recently, it made a lot more sense for women to date. Well, what women date at this moment in general is they date a man who's older, taller, better educated, slightly higher in income status, slightly higher in social status. In other words, we date kind of our dads, parentheses. And in terms of actuarially, in terms of statistics, it makes much more sense to date somebody who's younger, because women up until fairly recently outlived men by about 10, 12 years. That gap is narrowing, interestingly enough, and we're not sure exactly why. The assumption may be that more women started smoking and that men are taking better care of themselves. Women still tend to outlive men by a bit, but the gap is closing. I think it's now about 6 or 7 years, as opposed to at one point it was like 10. So, but it makes sense to date a man who is younger, because you'll both end up presumably at the finish line at the same time. Second of all, that we know that women tend to hit their sexual peak somewhere in their 40s, as opposed to men are about 18. So I'm not sure that a 40-year-old should be dating an 18-year-old, but nevertheless, that women tend to keep in better shape in general than men. So that there are a huge number of reasons for women to date younger men. And my sort of statement about it has been, and I've had friends who said, look, as women get older, so they're now being able to date men who are grown-ups, who are raised by working moms, it changes everything. Because for a while, if you were of a certain age, that the men that you're going to date who were your age or a little bit older had all been raised by and large, or mostly raised by women who stayed at home, who did not work outside the home. And that, I think that changes everybody's perspective when you have, because we are a capitalist society. And so if you have somebody who brings in all the money and somebody who is asking for all the money, that's going to change your perception of power, money, prestige, all sorts of things in a relationship. But once women started entering the workforce, and the women who entered the workforce, sons, are now just about to be able to start dating. And they're in their, well, they've been dating for a while, but in their 30s and 40s, presumably, because women entered the workforce in large numbers about 45, 50 years ago. So those guys, in theory, are going to be at most 50 and at least, I mean, whatever age, that they're going to be more... egalitarian in their look about who their wife is going to be. So, haven't done a study on it specifically. Call up and ask a question about it, or maybe you just did. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind and you'd like to chat with me about it, all you have to do is give me a holler. And certainly one of the possibilities is to Facebook me with a question. Or you can actually call me, which is a way of me getting a little more information from you. But whatever, you know, whatever works best for you is okay for me. All right, so we're talking about senior citizens. And so far, we're zero for two about anything actually having to do with senior citizens. But keep going.
We'll continue on with Stephanie, and she says, someone whose understanding of technology goes as far as the cassette tape player.
All right, so we're defining senior citizens by what they don't know as opposed to what they do know. Or maybe that's both. Was Stephanie the first one as well?
No, this is a different Stephanie.
Okay, so we've got... On the one hand, the definition of senior citizen is somebody who knows what they're doing because they've bashed into obstacles. The second definition is somebody that you're dating who's older than you are. The third definition is somebody who, was it 8-track stereos, or are we actually have tape decks here?
She just says cassette tape player, so I can just say
okay.
Whatever.
I think that's even before 8-tracks, I think. But, all right, fair enough.
Arlene says...
Mean, but fair enough.
Arlene says, being unable to move or be flexible both physically and in thinking.
Well, yeah, I mean, then there's some senior citizens who are like, you know, couch potatoes who are in their 20s. I mean, I hear, I mean... Okay, fair enough.
Peter just says, getting the discount.
Exactly so. And it depends. It varies greatly. But sometimes, where was I looking at something yesterday that said all you have to do is be 52? I think ARP starts at 50, doesn't it? American Association for Retired People, I think, starts at 50.
Yeah, I thought maybe 55. I'm not sure.
Well, they have, the only reason I think that is because they have like cover articles where somebody's just turned 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I here. While you do that, I'll see if I can find at what age ARP defines senior citizen. You go ahead, because ARP might as well get on this. Everybody else seems to have been kind of finessing me a little bit. Let's see, ARP definition.
Joseph just says, been there, done that. Alan says, a lot of what I think a senior is now in my head is bumped up. I would say...
Amen.
I would say anyone that is 80 plus is more a senior citizen. My map of age is as follows. 0 to 15, you're a child. 16 to 24, you're seen as a teenager / kid. 24 to 60, you're a young adult. 60 to 80, you're middle age. 80 plus, you're a senior. A lot of it depends on health and energy. Jane Fonda is middle age. Dr. Joy, you're middle age, although you look about 15 years younger from your bio age. I think it's better than it's better to be a parent 25 plus, even if you have your head screwed on straight.
Well, yeah, I mean, it says over 50.
For AARP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, I always thought it was 55 for some reason, but...
Wait a minute, this apparently senior citizen, one says over 50 for the auto insurance. This one says 55 or over applies to all seniors. Doesn't mean you have to call ahead. That's booking for a hotel reservation. So apparently, it varies a little bit about where you want to apply your seniority.
Elizabeth says, I know I wasn't ready to get the application for AARP at my early 50-something. Maybe when I start receiving Social Security, I'll be ready for that label. But again, maybe never. Isn't age a state of mind? It seems a lot of older people are breaking the stereotype.
Absolutely, and as the, you know, again, that there, if we say that you get you don't work very much in your head and you don't work very much in your body, I mean, there, we all know people who are fairly young who fall into that category. So, but it's, I like the idea that you're middle aged until you're 80. the Shirley MacLaine comment that says I'm middle aged, which means that I'm going to live to 130. That's 65.
Paul says, oftentimes downsizing your living quarters. Have you ever been in one of those senior building apartments?
You know, I have, because my mom lives in one. And, I mean, the thing about my mom is she was in a two-bedroom, which I just thought was too big for her. And I think one of my sisters who wanted to kind of live there a lot was what got her that, because she didn't need it. And the one she's got has got the first one was kind of dark. It did have two bedrooms, but it was dark. And now she's got views of the mountains and it's really gorgeous. And but the thing about my mom is she's such a pack rat. It wouldn't make any difference if she was staying in the Taj Mahal. I mean, it would be like you couldn't move there anyway. So I suppose. You guys are really interesting in how you, you know, the criteria. stuff that probably wouldn't have occurred to me. So if you're moving into a smaller space, and I also know some people who have decided their kids are grown and they lived in the burbs, and so they're now living in an efficiency somewhere in in the city, and so it's not that they're senior citizens per se; it's that their kids are grown.
Marilyn says, your age and qualifying for discounts at restaurants. You can be as young as you feel, but take advantage of the discounts.
Amen. Amen. And they do vary greatly. Although, I got to tell you, I applied for something that allows you to get a discount at, I think, 52. And I didn't know about it, so by the time I knew about it, I was slightly more than 52. And I went in and said, where do I go to get the senior discount? And they said, is it for your mom? And I said, no, it's for me. And they said, you have to be 52. And I said, I am. And they said, no, you're not. And so I said, well, what do you need to prove? And I had to have three pieces of something that proves that, which I thought was wildly flattering. And so I kissed both he and the seeing eye dog. It was a very emotional moment. That was a joke. All right, I have to warn you so you can giggle, huh? No, but it was really, it was wildly flattering. He just wasn't going to buy it. But I did get it. And it was a good thing to have. I won't tell you what it is, but it was a good thing to have.
Anna says, wisdom to listen but not always respond.
Ooh, I like that one. I'm still working on that one. But I'll get back in touch with you as soon as I get that one. Except that means I'm a senior citizen when I figure that out. Huh? So maybe I will or will not tell you. I don't know. Maybe.
Bethany says, the answer is simple. Your attitude.
Well, but so I guess the attitude is that you're as young as you feel kind of thing. So I guess, like those people that we talked about before, basically were 100 years old and they'd been married for 75. And so technically, they were hugging and kissing at their anniversary party. Well, hugging at least. No, I think they actually were kissing. So I guess they wouldn't be called senior citizens? I don't know. You guys are many splendid things.
Sue Ellen says something that's kind of similar. She says, your state of mind.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. And the more you guys talk about it, the more it may just be. Although I do like that you're middle-aged, so you're 80 kind of version. How you dress, how you feel, all those kinds of things are perhaps more defining than the calendar.
Bess says, being broke, pinching pennies, never enough money for the essentials.
Yeah. But that, again, I know people who are graduate students that are sort of in that situation, or people who are just getting a bit clobbered by the economy. So I hear what you're saying. And it certainly is, again, it's why Social Security was invented, because it was only supposed to be sort of a gap, sort of a bridge temporarily, because for a couple of years, and that isn't what it's come out to be. There we go. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty. There's really one major DVD that comes out this week, but it's a good one. It's Citizen Four. Was nominated as for an Oscar for Best Documentary. It's an hour and 54 minutes. And one of the reasons to see this is it's about Edward Snowden and Wikipedia. And as I said, there was a story today about Wikipedia and Russia. They're bringing out a movie about Edward Snowden, a fictional movie this year. All right, so I'll just read you what it says about this. It's a real-life thriller, unfolding by the minute. I mean, you're really there. Seeing Laura Poitras, who we interviewed, and Glenn Greenwald's encounter with Edward Snowden in Hong Kong as he hands over classified documents providing evidence of mass indiscriminate and illegal invasions of privacy by the National Security Agency, which is old hat now, but it wasn't at the time. Poitras had already been working on a film about surveillance for 2 years when Snowden contacted her using the name Citizen 4 in January 2013. He reached out to her because he knew she had long been a target of government surveillance, stopped at airports numerous times, and had refused to be intimidated. Snowden revealed he was a high-level analyst driven to expose the massive surveillance of Americans by NSA. And Poitras said, okay, well, how about if we film you? And you were actually in the room when they're dealing with the media storm, because remember, they sequestered, forced to make quick decisions that will impact their lives and all those around them. It shows you the dangers of governmental surveillance, but it makes you also feel them. I mean, you really, you're sitting there on the edge of your seat. I remember walking out of there with a headache. They said you'll never, after seeing the film, you'll never think the same way about your phone, email, credit card, web browser, or profile ever again. So, as I said, we interviewed Laura, who's a great interviewer. This actually came out on my birthday a year ago. And, as I said, was nominated for Best Documentary for an Oscar. I think it didn't win. Maybe it did. Did it win? Probably would have said if it had won. I don't think it did. But it's really a movie worth seeing, and it's worth seeing at this moment because it really was a sea change. It changed everything about, well, NSA, it exposed them. And as you know, Snowden, I think he's still on the run. I think he's still out of the country because he would be arrested here. And I think did go to Russia at one point and state was in the Russian airport, wasn't that what it was? And they'd been given asylum. It's a very scary story and very timely story. And whether you agree with him or not, you certainly, I mean, it's a very scary story. And there are other people who basically were whistleblowers as well. But taking on the government, that it's a serious, serious issue. And I don't know that he knew how serious it was when he took the government on. I don't know that anybody did. But it's a movie that, first of all, is on its own, just in terms of watching it, is amazing. It's also probably a cautionary tale that most of us should be aware of. And this is probably the companion piece for it. The oldest message in a bottle is found 108 years later. So for those of you who think, well, maybe we should go back to the old-fashioned way of communicating, well, yes and no. And look, you're talking to somebody who's been hacked in the last couple of weeks, as you know. So, but still, it's very hard. You know, it's very hard to go backward, right? Let's see where this was. Unfortunately, it's not a love letter. It's part of a large batch of bottles that were thrown into the North Sea for research. And the message urged the person finding the bottle to break it. Inside the bottle, there was a postcard promising the finder a shilling for filling in some information and sending the letter to the Marine Biological Association in Plymouth. They released 1,020 bottles between 1904 and 1906 to study deep sea currents and fish movements. Modern technology would let researchers use advanced gadgets for the same purpose, but at the time, George Parker Bitter, what a cool name, thought of this particular method for completing his research. It was quite a stir when we opened that envelope, as you can imagine. The director at the Marine Biological Association said, it was a time when they were inventing ways to investigate what currents and fish did. The association still does similar research, but we have access to technology. Many of the bottles were found by fishermen trawling with deep sea nets. Others washed up on shore, and some were never recovered. The returned bottles helped prove for the first time that the deep sea current flowed from east to west in the North Sea, because nobody knew it before then, and that place fish usually swim against the deep current. The woman who found the message did get a shilling. We found an old shilling. We think we got it on eBay. We sent it to her with a letter saying, thank you. Isn't that, I mean, there's something incredibly charming about that, don't you think? They found it in Germany. So, there you go. So she got a shilling, which is probably actually worth something at this moment. So between 1904 and, well, let's say 1905, just because it's kind of a nice round number, and 2015, we have different ways of sending messages and different ways for people to recover the information and decide what's in them. All right, having said that, let's do, we got another senior citizen to or so that we can sort of get to right now?
Yeah, we got a couple more.
Okay.
Pablo says, after retirement age, it doesn't matter how old you feel or your state of mind. Your age qualifies for that title.
Well, it's really interesting because there have been some books written. Lionel Tiger did one that studied people who had very long lives, and what they had in common, and not a whole lot else, was that they didn't retire. So, that's an interesting way of thinking about it. All right, what else we got?
We have one person that want to remain anonymous, and they say, a senior citizen is defined by the Boy Scout who helps me across the road.
Oh, here's another one. All right, how do you like this? All right, how about a senior citizen is defined about whether or not somebody will give up their seat on the subway for me. I am not even close to senior citizen. All those guys sitting. And it's not only that the guys, I was talking with a woman on the train about it. If somebody gives up their seat, it is almost invariably a woman who'll give it up to either a man or a woman or somebody who's on crutches or whatever. And so the deal is that the guys not only do not get up for women anymore, which, look, if we're going to be equal opportunity, we're equal opportunity. But the other thing is that guys take up double their space. If you look at a line on subway, I'm going to take a picture with my cell phone and hope nobody hits me, that the women are all sitting with their knees together, and the guys are all sitting spread. They not only have their, so they're taking up at least two seats, and they put their arms, out. They're sort of doing this is my turf on a crowded subway. Manny, you're going to have to answer for every man in the universe at this moment. Maybe not, huh?
Well, hey, there's the music. We're heading to break. No.
Oh, too bad. Manny, I have a good memory. Well, I'll hold this over for you.
I would totally, but I will tell you that I would totally
would give
up
seat.
My yes, absolutely.
For me?
Absolutely.
But you'd probably say it's because I was
you wouldn't even
not
have
because
to,
I was senior citizen.
You wouldn't even have to ask me.
I wouldn't ask. I never ask. Even when I had a broken foot, I didn't ask. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.